continue. We did our Hakdama test. We started Hakdama test. We went through the first half, and we were discussing the concept of the Suda. How, even though it's counterintuitive, one may think that the Suda would be like the lowest thing you could do, but that's actually the way to bring any Kedusha in this world and solidify it, and then be able to absorb it and internalize it. So now the second half, on page Kuf Mem, he discusses the concept of dancing. Rikudim. There's a concept to dance. I'm not sure many people dance necessarily at the Purim Suda, but there's a concept to dance. So he's going to explain what the meaning of dancing is at a Suda. Take a look. He says in the middle of the text, "Ubezeh ya'ir einenu." With this, we're going to enlighten our eyes. "Lahavin hatam shemarbin birkudim u'machalos kapayim." When dancing and clapping hands, we'll get to the meaning of clapping hands as well. "Be'es simchas Purim." So what's this concept of dancing?
What's during the Suda? This is, or it could be on Purim.
It could be any time, but he said be'es simchas Purim. It could be any time, right? It's tam a masiba lav dafka during the Suda. That's true. So he says, "Dehinei ragli ha'adam," the legs, man's legs, "hema ha'ivarim ha'yoser chumrayim shebaguf adam." They're the most physical part of one's body. And that's because he explains on the side here, I'll just explain outside, that man is compared to a sulam mutzav arza, like a ladder, which is based on the ground, and rosha magia shemayim. So the head, the brain, is the highest part, the most ruchnius in shemayim. And the lowest part, the legs, is the most chumrius, the most gashmius. And we know that man is half animal, half malach. The Gemara tells us a few things it's compared to. There's six things of an Adam. It's like a malach in three things. It's like a behemoth with regards to three things. So we're like a behemoth in that we eat, we drink, we procreate. And when we do mitzvahs, then we're like malachim. So we're this like a mermaid type of being. Half malach, half animal. So he says the legs are the most physical part because they're closest to the ground. V'romzim al ha'olam ha'gashmi hazeh. It symbolizes the world that we live in. Shu darga ha'tachton, it's the lowest level. Mikol darga. From all the levels, the ground, the world we live in is the lowest. V'hu ha'yoser av u'mugusham, it's the thickest, the most physical. V'or malchuso yizbarach shemo, Hashem's light, mistatir ba b'kisve gadol shel chashchus ha'tivayim kokach. Hashem's presence is most hidden. Right, the lower down you go, the more hidden HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Ad shein makirin klal bor Hashem. We don't recognize the light that's around us. Vashkachas Hashem. We don't understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching over us. Hamemala es kol habriya, that fills the entire world. Vizeh sfiras malchus. The concept is, this is malchus. Malchus is the lowest of the spheres, which means it's the lowest world that we're in. Shehi atachtona mea eser spheres, the lowest part of the entire world. She'ein lo shem'ur or v'chiyus mi'atzmo. One thing we should learn, hopefully by now, we got a little bit, that Malchus has no nature in its own right. Chesed is, we know what Chesed is, we know what Gevur is, Rachamim. Malchus, there's no way to describe Malchus other than nothing. It doesn't have any nature to it. It's whatever goes in that bowl, whatever goes in the cup, that's what it becomes. So we live in a world that there's no light, there's no HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not recognizable. That's what Malchus means. There's nothing that we could recognize. V'lachein hi malei bedinim. That's why the world we live in, there's so many tzaros, because we don't recognize Hashem. So that's the basics. V'zeu asiba, this is the reason, sheyesh kam b'nei adam, shemistovim ba'ol mahaze, the people walking around this world, mileim b'gaiva. They're full of gaiva. Because v'sovrim ani v'efziod, I'm everything. They don't recognize Hashem in this world, because Hashem's hidden. So all that matters is me. I need to do something, get out of my way. It's like that story I shared on Shabbos, those who were here, that my mother-in-law, she went to the bagel store, and she was waiting online. Those who were not here, I'll repeat it, those who did, fine. So she's waiting online, a long line, fine, she's the next in line to order. A lady comes from outside and cuts right in front of her and says, "Do you mind if I go in front of you? I double parked outside." So that's what it means to be very self-centered. Nothing else matters other than me. That's the world we live in. Beli shum hachna, without any level of humility, kevin she'ein margishin m'makirin malchuso yisbarach shemo. They don't recognize Hashem is here. V'zeu nikra b'shem regel. The word regel means that concept of gaiva. It quotes a pasuk, al tevo'inu regel gaiva, the pasuk Tehillim says, regel indicates the gaiva. It's the lowest part of the body. It's the feet that gets dirty in mud. That's the lowest part. He says further, v'zeu gam kein hatam. This is the reason why she'avod zara is nikra regel. Where do we see that's called regel? What happened when the malachim came to visit Avram? What's the first thing he said? Rachzu ragleichem. Wash off your feet because of all the avak raglem, the dirt, the dust of the avodah zarah that's attached to your legs. Ze avodas elilim. So legs represent the lowest part, the most of avodah zarah. Avodah zarah means the absence of Hashem's recognition. Ki kol kiyumo shel avodah zarah hu rak mishum shemalchus shemaim mechusa behester gadol. The only thing that allows avodah zarah into this world is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus is hidden. Ve'ein ra'anu margishin or hashkachas Hashem lemata bon hazeh. That's what happened in this week's parsha, Kisisa. The Torah was given, where did Moshe go? Where's Hashem? Let's make an avodah zarah. We need something to connect. They have nothing to connect to. And therefore, they created avodah zarah. They created the Egal Zav. U'mizeh nimshach kfira u'minus Hashem be'amram, Hashem be'amram o azav Hashem es ha'aretz chas v'shal. Fine, so when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden, that leads to avodah zarah. V'chol z'man she'adam mutal b'choshech, so long as we're hidden or placed in the darkness. Vein margish hashkachas Hashem alav, we don't pay attention to HaKadosh Baruch who's watching over us b'pratios b'soch ha'teva with all the details. Azai mitzrabe hageyus shelo yoser v'yoser. So the more Hashem's hidden, the greater our ego grows more and more. The greater we think we are rackable. No offense, Sam. The af shalom made him mispalel, nase meruchak, meshem yisbarach, even though when we're learning and we're davening, we could become further from Hashem. The cheven she'enu osem aysen l'shem shemayim. I'm learning because I want to be called a rabbi. I'm doing a mitzvah because I want people to respect me. You could do all the mitzvahs in the world, but you're doing it rak l'shem atzma, you're doing it for yourself. Azai kol mashimosev ba'avoda, everything that you do better is no sosev gavaso. So if a Baal Gaiva is doing mitzvahs, he's just really fueling his own level, his own gaiva. It's getting worse and worse. Ad shechas v'shalom ein aniva hu yecholim l'dor b'dir achas. As the Gemara tells us, that's impossible. The Gemara Sota, Hashem says, by only one person, as the Gemara say this, there's only one person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't live with in the same world. The Baal Gaiva. You and I can't be in the same world. Because the Baal Gaiva means nothing else matters other than ani, other than me. V'zeu b'chinas avoda shehi zara. Because you made HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zar, you made him weird, you made him different, you made him foreign, that's what Avodah Zar is. You just sent HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of your world. That leads to terrible, terrible things in this world. Okay, so this is all Avodah Zara regel. We're going to lead up now to what Rikudim are, what dancing is in just a moment. Ach. Kasher zochin la'asos yichud bein ha'sfiros, halyonos. If you're able to connect all the sfiros, she'tayir or gadol el ha'malchus. So to remind ourselves, we have these charts, we're not going to go through them, but we know malchus is what catches everything. If everything is in order, everything's in place, down from keser to chachmah to bina to chesed and so on, down to malchus, everything is connecting the dots, the line is there straight. Azai yivrichu mimenu kol klipos. If you're connecting the way you should be connecting the malchus to the rest of the sfiros, then there's no klipos. And the Malchus could coexist with the other Sphiros, which means you could be a Baal Chesed. Right? If you're just a Malchus on your own, you're not connected to anything above that, that means you're a Baal Gaiva. But the moment you start tapping into Chesed, that you do nice things for other people, in Gvura, whatever that means in terms of their niceties, and Netzach and Hod, when you start doing things, it's no longer about me. It's about helping everyone else and building this whole structure. And then that's going to lead to honoring Hashem. So how does one do this? So he says further, when a person begins to remove himself from the gashmius, from the physical, from the eating and the sleeping and everything else in this world, and he's able to use his mind, his heart, his emotion, his intellect to control his body, to control his desires, he's willing to take upon himself the burden, the all, the yoke of Malchus Shemayim, bizboninus halev, that you can understand, there's no nature in this world. Nature doesn't exist in this world. Rather, that we know you exist in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is hidden. Once you realize that, as yargish ha'aros ha'or malchuso yizbarach shemo, you can recognize Hashem, me'atzmo yashlich, Tachas Geo, throw away your gaiva, kol mine avodah zarah, and throw away the avodah zarah. And it's a long introduction here to get to Rikudim. V'yira tikaf shein b'mamesh, and you realize avodah zarah is worthless. V'yiz batlu kafir da'ara, it's like nothing more than dirt. Kedimion mat or shadocha harbe mechoshech. Let's jump to the next paragraph quickly. Azi matku yitamku hadinim v'sapku hadinim shibaragleim l'rachamim v'chasadim. Okay, so that was a long introduction for this. we just said in essence was that all gaiva is connected to the regel, to the feet, to the bottom. And the bottom is where we walk on the dirt, the mud, it's the dirtiest place. We're now about to describe how dancing and clapping, singing and movement, and running around and rejoicing together, that is supposed to remove that inyan of gaiva, the inyan of the regel. How so? So he says, V'chol zanasin aydei rekudim. The way we accomplish this is by dancing. Ki rekudim, dancing, v'hamchas kaf, and clapping, nimshachin meharuach shebalev. It comes from the lev, the heart, the spirit, the ruchnius. Ki mehes boninus benisei habore. When we understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's miracles, v'ashkachasa pratis, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running our world, not only the overall world, but individually, each of our lives are being watched over by Hashem. That's misorer hasimcha b'lev. That makes us happy. That we're with it, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not alone. V'zeh simcha magbia es haraglaim. That is the simcha that lifts your legs up. What does dancing mean? Dancing means you're jumping up. You're like doing these movements. When your legs are above the ground, that means you're disconnecting your body from the ground. So the more you just plant in the ground like that, so then you're connected to the ground. But the moment you move and dance and run, so then you're now disconnecting your feet from the ground to a certain extent. Now, we certainly can't fly. Flying would be really removed. That's what it means. A person flies. The Gemara talks about flying carpets and flying towers. And flying is when you're really removed. We're not really removed from the world, but we can be partially removed by jumping. The inyan of kfitza. A lot of jumping takes place. Simchas Beishoeva, they would jump a lot. Because when you jump high up, you would do all these dance moves. You're separating your legs from the ground. That's why it says in the Megillah, Vayishlach biyad haratzim, the pasuk says, right? What happened? The moment that finally the whole plan of Haman was exposed, so then Achashverosh, the halach is, the Gemara says that a melech sends a gzera, you can't undo a gzera. But you can send a gzera on top of an existing gzera. So you have to send out all the messengers really quickly to get the word out. So it says, Vayishlach biyad haratzim, those who ran. So that's a lashon haratzim, to run, using your feet like that. That's a way of adding ruchnius and simcha to fixing, to have a tikkun for that which is on the rego. So then the Gemara, then the text says here, Misora, where are we now? Vizeh simcha magbiyas reglaim, lifts up the legs. Kanira b'chush, like we understand, shekasher ha'adam margish simcha b'libo. When a person feels happy, we all know what it's like to feel happy. Azai mislai b'chol gufo, your whole body becomes happy. Libo nose es raglav lirkod. In essence, your heart, those who really dance because they're feeling connected, you dance at your own wedding or at a relative's wedding, the love and feeling you have, you're just naturally going to dance. You don't have to think about it. It just becomes, your heart picks you up. Umake kaf al kaf, bislabas, you clap, but that just becomes a natural thing. You hear a beat, you get all excited. The Indian of clapping, by the way, is a tremendous thing. The Gra talks about this. There's a Gemara in Brachos that talks about, I forget which Amora it is, but a certain Amora was very, very happy. He had a big smile on his face. So another Amora had asked him, so why are you so happy? I've said this before?
No.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
On Brachos?
Yeah. So if I did, you'd stop me. Okay, fine. So then you tell me the joke afterwards then. So then anyway, the Gemara, so the guy, a certain Amora is happy. The other Amora asked him, what are you so happy about? He says, I'm wearing tefillin. I'm very happy because I'm wearing tefillin. So he said, okay, either way, Gila Virada, the Pasuk says, you have to be happy, balanced with fear. He said, I can't help myself. Tefillin makes me happy. So the Gra asks, what was so special about tefillin that made him so happy? So the Gra says that the word sason is as follows. We know on the top of the Sharosh, there's two shins. Shins or sins, and one of them has four branches, one has three branches. The significance is, he says two pshatim. One pshat is the dalid branches versus gimel branches. This is dal. It says in the Gemara in Shabbos that it darshens all the osios. Aleph beis gimel dalid is gimel is gomel dalim. The gomel, the giver, gomel chasadim, gives the dal, those who are empty, those who are poor. So he says sason is whenever two opposites come together. The gimel and dal come together, that's the usher giving the ani. He says also, the gimel represents, the three branches represent the gimel avos. And the four represent the four imahos. So the two, four and three, the avos and the imahos coming together, that would also create sason. That's a double shin. Says the Gra, that's what clapping hands is. The right hand, the chesed, the left hand, the gvura, coming together. They come together. You have that fusion of the two opposites come together. That is the sasam. That's the inyan of sasam. That's the idea of clapping. It brings tremendous. It's an expression of how happy a person is. So now the inyan for a second of dancing. On the side, he talks about Yom Kippur, where we take off shoes, where we're exposing. The shoes are the dirtiest part. There's a halacha, even if you just touch a shoe, you have to wash your hands again, because it's just the dirtiest part. It walks in the mud, it's the touching your feet stink, you know, everything like that. But in Purim, we wear shoes. We know everything's the opposite, Purim and Yom Kippur. Purim is able to take even that which is on the regalim, the reglayim, and elevate even the shoes to something special. So by dancing on Purim with the shoe, that's a way of elevating even the lowest part of the body. So the beautiful Divrei Yoel, he quotes on the side here, that what's a lashon of rikudim? What other word is a rikud? It's a merakeh. Merakeh is one of the lamates melachos. Merakeh is sifting. You sift the flour to separate the pebbles or whatever other foreign things might be in there. So he says the concept of rikud is to separate all the bad from the good. By elevating the good and taking away from the bad, that's what dancing is. It's elevating all the good stuff to the top and leaving the bad stuff to the bottom. I just saw the other day in Likutei Maharan in Reish Pei Beis, he talks about Borer. He doesn't talk about Borer exactly, but it connects to the Malacha Borer a little bit. Borer is the same thing. What's Halacha Borer? Ochel mitoch psalas, you take the good from the bad, which has to be miyad and biyad. When you separate things, you can't just separate things and find your goodness, your tov, and just ignore it. Borer is only permitted on Shabbos if you take it miyad, right away. So when you're borer, you're a tov in your body, it's only effective, it's only mutter if you do something with it. But if you separate the food and you don't eat it, that's still a violation of borer. So borer and merakid are two malachas on Shabbos, which are permitted, well, merakid is not really permitted, but the concept is to separate good and bad, so that's what rikudim are. Rikudim, dancing and jumping up, is a way of taking the tov from a person and separating it from the bad that's within a person. Let's read a little further now. He says, actually, when we turn the page, but the side here as well, in the inside column, he quotes a Divrei Yechezkel. Divrei Yechezkel points out that the gematria of a kaf, right, you clap hands, a kaf is a palm, a hand, is 100. So you have two hands, it's 200. So what's the significance? There's a halacha that when it comes to arla, we know there's an issue of bittel. Let's say a little milk falls into my chulin, so there's bittel, how much bittel you need? Shishim, bittel b'shishim. When it comes to arla, you need 200, bittel b'masayim, 200. So he says, that's when two hands come together, that creates 200, kaf and kaf is 200, that's mevatel eni ra. So anyone who has ra in themselves, by clapping hands, that gets rid of the evil, it's mevatel eni ra, any iser that might be involved in the person. So clapping hands crushes, it squashes the ra, and rikudim are able to separate the tov from the ra, that's what's taking place on Purim. So let's go further now. He says inside here, by rikudim, Shemagbiya Atzma, where we jump up, Lamalim in our karka, from the ground, we elevate ourselves. Mare ha'adam shirotze latzeis mimatzavo hachumi hamugusham. We are expressing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and perhaps more importantly to ourselves, that we want to elevate ourselves above this physical world. Lalos uliskari vel Hashem sheyehe yose ruchani. We want to be more spiritual. Kedimyon gale hayam hamarimim atzman lamala v'tzakin tamid, like the waves of the ocean that are always wanting to come higher and higher, connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're screaming onan ba'inin lemeve kame malka. I'm not sure the source, I'm sure it's a source in Zohar, but the waves are always screaming, we want to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when we're jumping like waves, jumping up and down, going around in circles, that's supposed to have the movement of a wave. The wave is supposed to express that the wave wants to go back up to a higher place. We know Bria Sa'ola, Mayim Elyonim, and Mayim Tachtonim were separated. So the Mayim Tachtonim are trying to jump up. That's what waves are, he explains. This explains also a couple of Gemaras. The Gemara in Sukkah tells us that when they're building the base of Migdash, the Gemara in Sukkah says, building the base of Migdash, so they were doing some changes. And then they had this marble on the outside wall. And they had it indented, and they're going to fill it with gold. And once they saw that, before they put the gold in, Chacham says, you know what, stop there. It looks perfect. It looks like Gale Hayam, the Gemara says. It's like waves. So, waves are pretty. What's the big deal of waves? The point is, I think, is because since waves remind a person of ups and downs in life, and the desire to want to jump up, the rikudim to jump up, when the people go to the base of Mikdash, aside from the Olei Regalim, where we have to go three times a year, A person needs something. They want to go to Eretz Yisrael to daven the Kosel, daven at Kever Rachel. So a person, what he needs to see is the world, the life, is waves. They're ups and downs, but just like the Mayim Tachtonim are trying to jump up higher, we need to try to jump up higher. That's what the Gemara tells in Yevamos as well, that Rabbi Gamliel was once traveling on a boat, and he saw there's a big storm. And he saw, it was the certain Talmud Chacham, it says, who was in a boat next to him, which was a Rabbi Gamliel with a Nasi. So he had a brass metal boat of some sort. And there was a Rabbi Kiva, was apparently the Talmud who was next to him. He probably had a flimsy splintered boat that just splintered in the wind and it crushed itself. And he was very concerned what happened to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Gamliel is giving a shir. I got the shir, he's giving shir. And then Rabbi Kiva walks in didn't say this, but he was dripping wet. He was all wet from the water. So he says that, Rabbi Kiva, how'd you make it over here? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Fran spoke at this Daf Yomi many years ago. He made this Gemara famous. He says, Nizdan Nein Li Daf Echad. A certain daf of wood, he used it to Daf Yomi. That was the encouragement he was giving at the time. But Nizdan Nein Li Daf Echad. I was zocha to a certain plank of wood came my way that kept me afloat. I held on to it. And he said, every time, each gal, each wind, each wave that came, I was able to dodge that wave one by one. So that was the Indian of, each challenge in this world, Rabbi Kiva was saying, take it wave by wave. Here it's slightly different. It's not about challenges. It's really about the desire, the cheshek, that one wants to come higher and higher, jumping up, coming close to Shemai. And then he says, back inside, Ubazeh, with this, Megaresh HaChoshech, you're able to send away that darkness, Vagashma Migufo, from the physical and the body, Mimamshich Malchus Hashem, the Tocha Madregos HaTachtonis, you could draw Hashem's kingdom into this world. Sheraglaim Yimshichu Acher HaMoach V'Alei V'Lo L'Hepech, that not the legs should tell us where we're going, but we should tell the legs where we're going. If you pay attention to the Al-Chaitz and Yom Kippur, there's a number of them talk about where the legs have taken us. The legs cause us to go to certain places where we shouldn't be going. And that's what we say at the end of every single Siyam, Anuratim V'Heim Ratzim. Anuratim L'Chayilim Abba. So that running, where are we going to run? What's dictating our legs to go? Is it our brain or is it the taiva? By day shemaka kafa kaf, by clapping hands and crushing the 200, the mivatil the iser, and the sasal and the shins come together, me'orer koach haruach. It really inspires us. That's why in Breslov they're very into clapping hands. They clap hands all the time during davening. It's disruptive if you're not comfortable with it. But there's a concept to clap. It's supposed to inspire a person to a simcha, a place of simcha. It really shows on the outside how much you want to come closer to Hashem. Through this, you're able to be megarish. You're able to remove all the evil and get rid of all the dinim. And bring down a very pure light from above. Okay, so we'll stop here. It's a good stopping point. And